Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Ariana Grande's Fortnite concert, Lizzo and Rufus DeSoul competing for Song of the Summer, and we give our guesses for All Stars 6's Game Within a Game. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Hello.
Hello.
And happy August.
Day. August? It's been August for weeks. This is a trap. We just started over and it's a long
not
story.
Not the parallel universe episode.
Well, hey, girl, I swear to God, my Mandela has been out of whack.
Really?
Yes, honey. Everyone's all... It's spiraling out of control, the amount of people that are, like, talking to me about my coming out video. And I've had enough.
It's... No, I was watching this TikTok the other day, and this girl was saying she felt like she really had this experience where she, like, jumped to a different one of her... timelines or whatever realities, because she was like playing around in some fun house full of mirrors, and she said when she came out she knew she was like had shifted a little bit, and then she said she was going to this restaurant in her hometown and the fucking restaurant was on the other side of the road, and she looked at everyone and was like, when the fuck did they move over there? And everyone looked at her like she was out of whack, and she was like, well, that's one of the things of my new reality.
You just kind of got to roll with the punches is what I've found.
There's a song, I think, that even says that. You got to know when to roll them. You got to know when to fold them. What song?
Girl, I do so much fucking laundry. All I do is fold them.
That's...
I am consistently folding laundry. That's all my life is. That's adult life.
Well, I thought you...
Folding laundry, putting dishes away.
What happened to when you had Fluff and Fold and you loved it?
Oh, I used to do that. Well, that was before I had in-unit washer dryer.
True.
Big difference.
Well, that's what comes with being a pet owner is hair.
You got to know when
hair
to fold
for
them.
Days. Hair today, gone tomorrow.
These damn dogs.
What's wrong? Did they be bad?
Nothing,
did
really.
Did they be bad?
Just, you know, Crouton, he's... I think we're going to have to find a specialist for, like... he really has some type of attitude sometimes. And I'm like, you know the rules. No peeing on stuff inside.
You should take him to a pet psychic.
I do not have the time. Maybe conversion therapy for the dog, but I don't know.
What's
if I
he
had
gonna
time
convert
for a
into?
From an inside pisser to an outside pisser. Convert the bitch.
Have you tried telling him?
Conversion therapy. Fur? Like fur? Confer.
I do get it. I do understand.
Yeah.
When
people have electric shock collars for their dogs, I think, what are you up to? Learn how to love your
but
dog.
I don't think people have them anymore where they like push a button and punish it, do they?
Yes, honey. Or like if they cross a line in an invisible fence, they like get
those ones. I mean, I'm no pet owner, but I think those ones are okay.
We can tell.
I think an invisible fence, it's like the dog just stays away. It's not like not like the dog's torturing itself.
Hey, speaking of dogs torturing themselves,
Did you hear Michelle Branch is pregnant?
You took the words out of my mouth. No, I didn't hear that. What's she got inside there?
Who can ever be sure?
Human. A human.
A human baby. Bye-bye.
A 20-year anniversary
human,
for her
baby album. She did. She just have an anniversary for an album because Spotify was quick to tell me.
Well, congratulations to everyone involved.
I was going
to
say that can't really be like the 20th anniversary, but I guess probably I was 16 when it came out. Fuck.
Michelle Branch.
She had a baby.
But did you go to the Ariana Grande Fortnite concert?
No, but I put that at the top of my list because weren't you all pissed last week that we didn't get to talk about Ariana and Fortnite?
Was I pissed? You tried, I don't think I was
pissed. You tried to throw it in at the very end and you were a little piss baby, cry baby. You were all wah, wah, goo goo gaga. You were all.
I went to the Fortnite concert.
And?
It was a moment. It was iconic. I think Fortnite is making so much money. If they want to do like the amount of like custom outfits that they do, period, that people pay actual physical money for, and then the amount of people that are always playing it. And then on top of that, doing a collaboration with like pop stars to do concerts inside of the game.
Who's next? Who do you want to see next at the Fortnite concert?
Gaga.
Where was
obviously.
The big stage? Did Ariana Grande perform songs?
Yes. So it was like a virtual version of her.
Yeah.
Performing different songs from different eras. So it was not just like the latest. It was
could
nice
people
in that way.
Kill each other each during song, it?
Well, during each song, it had like a different thing that was going on. So like one was kind of like a racing type of ride game situation that you could be a part of. And one was like, you're all fighting this huge mega boss that like, but like it goes along with the timing of the song.
Oh, damn.
So it's like timed with the song and stuff. And then one was like, you're jumping around and she's like this huge, massive Godzilla sized person in the world.
Reptar.
And one was like, you're jumping up these like stairs to heaven or something. I think for God as a woman or something. I don't know. And it was a moment. It was a lot of like something.
Well, who's next? One Direction reunion at the Fortnite stage?
I certainly hope Smash, so. Liam and Louis exclusive.
Smash Mouth.
I would go to that. I kind of am like, well, why not just everyone get involved?
Olivia Rodrigo? Nickelback?
No.
Korn?
I don't know. Sure.
What about ICP?
Maybe. I would have an ICP Insane Clown Posse if people don't know what we're talking about. Insane Clown Posse Fortnite skin.
Is there,
that could be like a good
is
luck.
There, I bet you could probably DIY one already.
Kind of iconic should, if you ask me.
Should we have a Juggalo hangout on Animal Crossing?
I think I have the looks for that. I think I could. Today I'm playing Animal Crossing and I have so much to do. We're working on our
you, it's a chore.
Our junkyard recycling center for Rodney. We're working on a post office. We're making like a jungle area for the museum. And I have a new mod kid core house for like the moderators.
Did you make a second home?
I did make a second. Well, yeah, for Moobot and all of the moderators.
Who lives there?
Moobot.
did you upgrade their house from a tent?
Yes. Okay. Honey.
Got it.
The room is kidcore themed because I have so much like.
You think
playground
I know what kidcore means?
Kids shit, toys, things
Ew,
of that nature.
You're
dolls.
Baby core.
And then, yes, and then one of the rooms is going to be, like, all, it's, like, office-themed so that they can all be moderators in that room and moderate.
Oh,
it's for like
yeah.
The Twitch mods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, signature vintage wash sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Speaking of updates.
Yeah?
Did you like the new Twitter font?
I didn't notice and I still don't notice.
Okay, wait. Oh my God. Thank God we're on the same page. I didn't notice either, but you know where I clicked so that I notice?
Corey asked about the Twitter font. Who are you, correct?
Who are you talking to?
Well, because it kind of, it's, I don't know what you said, but I just inferred that you were talking about the font.
I said the Twitter font, did I not?
I don't know, bitch.
What Mandela are we in?
Is she giving Wingding? Is she giving Helvetica? What is she giving?
Listen, I was saying I also didn't notice the Twitter font changing, but then you know what? When I logged in on my computer and I looked at the left side of Twitter where it says like home, explore, notifications, messages, bookmarks, lists, etc., that's where I really noticed the font change. I was like, yeah, that fucking looks different.
The biggest thing that I notice is that the color for the clickable areas of follow/unfollow are inverted now. So when you go to somebody's page, it looks like you're not following them, but it does say follow. And then I feel like I'm confused every time to where I'm like, did I unfollow that person? And then I
have to. Hun, you're just always confused. That's your brand.
Thank you. You know what? Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks. You're welcome.
I did catch up on all of Drag Race All Stars.
Oh, God. I am wet. Not you.
I'm also
12 episodes
almost
later.
Caught up on Drag Race Hispania.
Not Hispania.
What do you, what's
can
the,
you, can what? You roll your R's?
There's no R's in Hispania.
Is it not Espana?
There's still no R's.
But why are you saying Espana?
I took Spanish for
for not long enough.
For, let me tell you, I should not have gone from Spanish 2 to Spanish 3, let alone from Spanish 3 to Spanish 4. By the time I was in Spanish 4, I couldn't conjugate a damn thing.
Are you talking about high school or college?
High school. And they started teaching us other shit. And I'm like, baby, I never learned the basics.
Honey, that's what happened to me, but I was in college.
I was all, ¿cómo estás? During the oral exam. And she's all like saying other things.
Yeah, I had to do a fucking final exam in Spanish 4 where I was talking, having a conversation with a professor. And let me tell you, boy, did I sure know nothing.
Well,
I was all, ¿dónde está mi mochila?
So Drag Race All-Stars.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to talk about some spoilers.
Well, honey, yeah, we're at the final four going into the big reveal of the game within the game in the game.
If you're not caught up, this is your last warning to skip ahead.
If you're not
get the fuck
caught
out.
Up, you're only getting half the story.
That's true. We do have a RuPaul's Drag Race channel on our Discord. So if you ever want to discuss it as the weeks are happening, please feel free to come on over and join us over there. However, now that I'm caught up, I'm ready to dish. What are you thinking on this season, Corey?
I was loving this season. I was very devastated after the last episode. In my heart of hearts, I was really...
What were you devastated about?
Eureka being eliminated. Okay. You know, yeah. This has been a Eureka Stan household from the jump. From
Has Eureka always had an exclamation mark at the
I
end?
I think so.
Because that feels Mandela.
Or maybe she dropped the O'Hara and went to Eureka.
Did she? Maybe. Eureka O'Hara? Was that what she was billed at in the past?
That's, yeah. Yeah, definitely. But no, I don't know. I was excited. I've always loved her and Ginger. I think they were two of the ones I was like most excited for when I saw the cast for All Stars 6. There's a twist coming up that we don't know. So who knows? Maybe Eureka can come back and still be in it. I don't know. I've been enjoying the season. I love the fact that some people who were probably counted out from the beginning because they were eliminated early on their original seasons have like really evolved and really had the opportunity to kind of showcase who they are. I think it was a very talented top five all around. I think Raja's had some incredible looks this season. I was really kind of surprised by a lot of what Trinity's done this season. Kylie, Sonique, love. I didn't know what to expect. And she's really been exciting for me to watch too. I don't know. It's tough because now I don't know. I would like Eureka to win. I would love if Ginger won, but I don't really know what's going to happen.
Well, currently we have what, four people left?
Yeah.
And on each of their original seasons, they got 7th, 9th, 9th, and 8th.
Well, that ain't true. So Ginger like got 3rd on her, or 2nd on her original season.
Oh, that's true. I'm looking at All Stars 2.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're probably counting All Stars 2, yeah.
So, I like that because it's like, I just wish they would call it something other than
All Stars. Oh, yeah, we've All Stars. Beat that horse to death. Everyone but, knows yeah. how you and I feel about the name of it, but...
I am pretty happy with Ginger Minj, Kylie, and Raja in the finals. Trinity, to me, has not really given me what I enjoy.
The fantasy?
She has not given me the fantasy. I'm sure she gives other people the fantasy, but I'm currently also watching season 6. We started that, and it's really good. It's like the first season where they figured out how the editing needs to be paced. But I'm also watching, of course, Trinity in the original season that Trinity was on. And I just am not feeling the fantasy in either season. So maybe I'm just not, I don't know. Not everyone's for everyone, and that's okay.
That's 100% okay. I mean, I certainly go back and forth. I've liked others more than I've, like, if you're counting for the whole season of All Stars as a whole, I've definitely liked the other finalists more than her more often. But I think when she gets into something that's really her kind of niche, like the performance when she did Beyonce, I thought it was incredible. There have been a couple
that was insane dance
performances that I thought were just like some of the best we've ever seen. But I get it. But then there's been other moments like during Snatch Game where she actually full on like didn't even have a response to one of Rue's questions. And I thought that was troubling for an all-star. IDK.
Yeah. I have been pleasantly surprised by the people that have made it very far. I was pretty bummed that Serena Chacha could not redeem herself.
Okay.
I was pretty bummed that Jiggly Caliente did not come with anything.
I was actually like devastated. Her Jiggly's like Meet the Queens.
I was ready for Jiggly to like make it.
Yeah. And her Meet the Queens was one of my absolute favorites. And I thought that like from her Meet the Queens, I thought she was going to go far. And then I was devastated that she was eliminated as early as she was.
Jan, I was pretty happy with. Pandora Box, I was pretty disappointed with because I had such high expectations for Pandora Box. Like I thought like she really could have done it.
Were you feel
before in the first All Stars? Yeah. And I was really bummed about how that worked out.
I just think she was, my whole perception of Pandora this second or this third time around was that I felt like she was very in her head the whole time. I feel like she felt, like, I don't know, almost like she didn't belong, which is crazy because I think she's one of the best they've had. And then I love the ones that are like quick-witted and humorous, and that's very Pandora. But I felt like, yeah, I felt like she was kind of hiding this whole time. And it's like, I think she was like afraid to shine.
She read to me as We're talking about Pandora Box. She read to me as nervous in a way of like feeling out of place, especially age-wise, which is like a bummer because there's a reason you're there. There's a reason you got cast, but like never quite had the exciting moment that you kind of need to feel worthy of being in the finals. And so without an exciting moment, it was kind of like, okay, well, what do I have to root for with this? So
did you feel the Jantasy?
I did feel the Jantasy. I think Jan came to win. People that came to win: Ginger Minj, polished always.
I know.
Jan, polished always. Scarlet Envy, polished always.
I loved Scarlet this season.
Kylie relying a bit on the body, which is fine, but you look great, but like it's not exciting in that way. And I thought
some of her looks definitely weren't as polished as others, and it was very relying on the body. But I've been excited by a lot of what she's done. And I do think that after that one week where she was in the bottom, she was one of those people who was like, okay, fuck it. I'm putting the pedal to the metal and I'm going to make the most of this opportunity. So I do think there was a little bit more of a like oomph after her one time in the bottom, but I've been enjoying her.
Yeah, I mean, I think my biggest disappointment so far is how they have handled the lip syncs. Like, the lip sync assassins, we need to talk about what just happened with Cameron Michaels and Boom Clap and what Cameron Michaels put out on the internet after the fact. Did you see
it? Well, yeah, it was a terrible song. I completely agree. Like, who wants to lip sync to that? But also, it's like, I don't know, I feel like Cameron's response was a little bit much, especially considering there's no way that they don't know what songs they're doing before they even get there.
Yeah, for those who don't know, okay, so Cameron Michaels came back, and I think first things first, when a lip sync assassin comes back, it always feels a little bit like you can see through the production of it all, of who's coming back and who's in the bottom and who might be sending who home.
I don't necessarily think it's her best friend from their original season.
Sometimes it feels a little like, ooh, we've got a storyline we can push with this. And I don't know if it's on purpose or if they're just leaning into it because, well, if the lip stink. If the lipstick assassin knows the person going home, they really just lean into it every time. Cameron Michaels being Eureka's friend.
But they don't
from their
know
seasons.
The lipstick is covered when it's handed to them.
When Jessica Wilde eliminated Yara Sophia.
I'm just saying, I don't necessarily think that's necessarily a thing. Although I will say that, like, for the week's challenge, the like Muppet Babies, whatever the fuck they did, I laughed the most at Eureka's. But again, I've always been a Eureka fan, so I don't know how much of my mindset is tainted because I generally think Eureka's funny most of the time. But I was watching it with a friend and they said the same thing. Before we even saw the judging, they were like, oh, Eureka is my favorite. And so that we were both a little shocked that she was in the bottom.
Well, it was either Eureka had to win that one, or if she wasn't going to win it, she was going home. Like, that's kind of what they have to do for who. Otherwise, like, the people that are going to the finals, it's too spread out of who could be.
And my biggest complaint from this season would probably be the whole game within a game, which I don't know if this is true and the episode hasn't aired yet, but from what I've been told is it's like a last chance kitchen sort of setup like they do on Top Chef, where the first two eliminated go head to head in a lip sync. Whoever wins faces the next eliminated and so on and so forth. So it'll start with Serena versus Jiggly.
Serena Cha-Cha.
Right. Serena versus Jiggly. Whoever wins between them will face Yara Sophia and so on and so forth, all the way back up to
Silky Nutmeg.
All the way up to Eureka, which I love the concept of this. I think it's a great way, especially in an all-star season where you don't necessarily get to fight for your life if you're in the bottom. So I do like the addition of this. I just think it should have been placed at the end of Untucked. I think it would be much more fun to watch somebody compete each week, especially if somebody ends up going...
Ooh, especially, yeah.
Especially like, and it, I feel like it lets us keep being reminded of someone who was eliminated and gives us someone to root for, kind of like they do on Last Chance Kitchen with Top Chef. I think it's sounding like they're going to be presented as like one whole episode this week, which I think is going to be hard to watch, especially if somebody goes on a winning streak. For instance,
yeah, it gets really repetitive. And plus, a lot of queens, if they know this is their last chance, bitch, they're going to put everything on the on the floor. And so, say they win that, everything on the floor. Yes, by J-Lo. And then, so say they win that, and then they go on to the next lip sync. It's like, if that is the format that they're doing, then it's going to start to get really repetitive. I wish they had done what you're saying of like, when somebody gets eliminated, they immediately go into the gauntlet.
Yeah. They could have.
Then they get to like see if they're going to stay for next week's elimination.
Right. And I think they could have easily tacked it on to the end of Untucked. I think they still could have teased it as like the game within a game. But yeah, I'm just, my only worry is someone getting on a hot streak and it being boring, because we're going to, maybe we'll get tired of the fact that they've won a bunch. And that's only from my experience with watching Top Chef. So I don't know, maybe someone will go on a hot streak and I'll love it and they'll be incredible and I'll get to watch someone like Jiggly Caliente do like six in a row. Who knows?
So in theory, we're going to have to watch eight lip syncs back to back if that is the format that they do it.
Exactly. And, and if somebody like who was out first, say Serena Chacha goes on a hot streak and wins all of them, and it's like Serena versus Eureka, like, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I don't know if it's going to feel tired, or I don't know if I'm going to then really be rooting for Serena to get back in.
Okay, we need to talk about the Cameron Michaels of it all. Cameron Michaels posted on Instagram a picture or something, I don't know what, of the outfit she came back and wore
for the
lip sync. And the caption is, "The longer I try to act like it never happened, the longer it's going to take me to get over it. I am going to share my images only because the photographer and the designer deserve recognition for their work. I am hurt, disgusted, devastated by the entire situation. Call me dramatic, I don't give a fuck. Every girl looks forward to coming back and having their moments to shine. I feel cheated. And worst of all, I said yes and agreed to do it, which is something I have to deal with now and will take me a very long time to get over."
Yeah, so she's saying,
"If I could go back in time, I never would have stepped foot on that stage."
Her admitting that she knew it was Boom Clap as the song and she agreed to it. So certainly, like I said, you need to take some ownership. And if you're mad about that, but I get it as also, maybe they were really, I don't know how comfortable you are. I don't know if like they say, "Hey, Cameron, come back, be a lip sync assassin. By the way, we're doing Boom Clap." I don't know if she just like doesn't feel comfortable to say, "Hey, what about a different song?" And then if she says, "What about a different song?" they give the spot to somebody else. So don't get me wrong. Like, I understand it's a balance and you want the screen time, especially as like a drag performer. So it's hard to say no, but like, I don't know.
It's weird because she says, "I know my worth and my talent, and I feel like I was used for some quick, cheap storyline." So I think what she's implying there is like, she feels like everything that may have happened was because she needed to deliver the news that Eureka was going
perhaps
home. Or I'm trying to figure out what the other storyline could have been, but like maybe it was a surprise that the guest judge was going to be Charlie XCX that day, or maybe something had to be switched around and she got stuck with Boom Clap or something.
I'm sorry, but it's a terrible fucking song to lip sync to.
Even if it's a terrible song, she knew it. They both knew the song going into it. And baby, you know what the name of the game is. Maybe it's not a song you can do your kick, flip, split, whatever the hell, like,
bitch,
whatever you think is your go-to move. Bitch, if you are a lip stink assassin, figure it out.
Well, I mean, they made Kennedy Davenport do Fancy by Reba, did they not? Is that not what had happened?
I just watched Detox versus Jinx.
Talk about a layup for Jinx to win that lip sync.
But what I'm saying is, some lip stink assassins wouldn't be able to do what their lip stink.
Can you stop with the lip stink?
Gig. Some wouldn't be able to do whatever their gig might be, but a good lip stink assassin will see the song and figure out what they can bring to the song. Not write a 7-paragraph honey, furious Instagram post that you got to come back on the biggest TV show and get some attention, whatever. Like, let me tell you, I like Cameron Michaels, but didn't she win the lip sync? Why is she complaining? What's going on?
Because it was a terrible song. And you're right. She like didn't get to kick and flip, and she didn't get to do her like Britney Spears split that she always does. She didn't get to like,
I am so sorry,
do all that. I'm but so sorry. Like, honey, I don't,
life is so hard.
What can be done with boom clap? I'm team
figure it out. That's why you're the artist and I'm the public. That's why you're on stage and I am in the seat.
Well, as somebody,
I'm not here to come up with what is supposed to be done with boom clap with a glip stink. Figure it out. You're the one.
As somebody who
figure it out.
As somebody who hates the like pantomiming of drag queens doing like charades while they lip sync, you know all they could do to that song was walk around and boom clap.
Figure
it out. I say we cancel Charlie XCX.
it was a strange choice given Charlie XCX has a lot of songs that could have been a moment.
Name one.
You know.
Your favorite song by her and Iggy Azalea?
what, Fancy? Is that the song? My top played song of 2014?
Yes.
It's more likely than you think. I think I would have liked that. Why not?
Great. They've probably already done that song too.
I feel like Boys, Vroom Vroom. Vroom Vroom would have been good.
I don't know if I know the Vroom Vroom.
Well, you can go Google it.
Vroom Vroom, I'm in me mom's car.
Vroom. I just find that it was a strange choice considering Charlie hates that song.
Maybe it was to punish her.
Maybe. Who knows?
Hey.
I don't know. Hey.
Did you see my name was trending on Twitter last night?
No.
Yeah, it was just this guy on Love Island who spells his name the same way I do.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, thanks. So it was my first time trending. So I just wanted to let you know.
That's cool.
Wanted to let you know. Hey, did you listen to the new Lizzo and Cardi B song?
Obsessed.
Did you?
I think it's a great comeback song, and I don't know if comeback is the word for it, but
no,
like
she was just she was just in between,
or like it's her debut song for the new era, right?
Yeah. She was crying on her Instagram live because people were being mean.
Well, baby, what were people being mean about?
They were saying,
do people not like the song?
They were complaining about the song. They were shaming her for her size. I guess I didn't realize. I think there was a video that came out for the song too, but I didn't watch the video yet.
I only saw screenshots of it, of her being one of the muses in Hercules. Is kind of the
point. See, now I want to watch, but no, it was
not one of the muses, all of the muses.
It was that and body shaming, and then people said she was like catering to white people with her music, and so she was like having a sad moment on Instagram live, and I was confused because I was like, everyone I've talked to likes this song and likes Lizzo.
That's a bummer. It's a bummer when you release anything and people
shit on it.
Because the song is good. The feature is good. The music video, I haven't seen it, but from what I've seen, seems well received.
Yeah. So, I know. I messaged Tyler Henry, Psychic Medium, and I told him every time Lizzo does something great, I think about the episode when she was on your show before she was really famous and you told her she was going to be a big star.
Well, thanks, Tyler Henry.
He would have replied, LOL. It was great.
Hey, what do you think of the new Rufus DeSoul song?
Oh, bitch, I am wet for it.
It is
my
beyond.
Pussy pops it is, severely.
It is. I mean, Rufus DeSoul is a top tier artist for me.
Well,
one of my favorites.
And,
but then the first song that they put out, Alive, I was like, this is fine and good. You sent me a remix that's really
better. Yeah, I like the remix better than the original.
But I find Next to Me, their latest song that they
top
put out,
tier.
It is up there with Treat You Better
Absolutely.
For Me. So if you like Rufus DeSoul, if you liked the last album, this it makes me so excited for whatever they're going to do with this new album.
Well, and I was going to tell you, this hot guy that I follow on Instagram, because he was a bachelorette contestant, has like a gym in Venice, and he's been training Rufus DeSoul at his gym. So I kept seeing them on his Instagram. And then I was like,
should I go?
Yeah, you should just show up. Hello, I'm here, ready to be trained.
They DM'd me, Rufus DeSoul, and I about flipped my shit because they are like
maybe
in my top three artists all time. And something about like...
they wanted to treat you better.
Something like that. They want to do something...
they want to have a Fortnite with Ariana Grande concert?
That's it. And they messaged me to set it up. So
wow.
But they wanted to do something together for something for the new era. And so I'm freaking out thinking, oh my God, this is going to be incredible. So I'll let you guys know when it happens. But
yeah, just tweet soon and we'll know. All soon. The Cycle Babies will know because we heard the story here first.
Anyway,
anything else to say today?
I competed in a video game tournament last Friday and I got third place.
Did you win any money? What game?
Respect.
What game did you play?
We played some Fortnite, some Minecraft, some Jackbox games, rap battles.
Do you remember Dang Dang Double Dang?
Dang Dang Double Dang.
Did you teach me that in college?
I think I did. Yeah, of course. I taught you a lot of things, baby.
Yeah, you did. Teacher, yeah, baby loves a teacher. Hot for a teacher. All right.
Okay. Well, I'll see you on the internet.
Yeah, I love the internet. I love fun.
Cool.
And that's where you can find me.
Hey, I think we should do an advice episode next week. So if you guys want any advice from us.
Yeah. Always.
Send us an email at psychobabblequestions@gmail.com and use the title to be something appealing. So we maybe will open up your email and give you advice.
Not you remembering the email address for once.
It's called...
look it up.
My doctor, when I ask him, what's that?
It's called a growth.
It's called a growth. Corey, where can people find you?
Having fun on the internet, bro.
Cool. You can find me on the Discord. Go to our Psychobabble Patreon, become a member, and you'll get access to our Discord. We would love to have you over there.
Yeah, sure would.
And I would like to know.
Yeah, sure would.
On the Drag Race channel, give us your final answer for who should win All Stars this season.
I love it.
And back it up, bitch. Tell us why.
And truth is, you can pick from any of the eliminated 13 queens because Lord knows any one of them could be back on Thursday night.
Retweet. Come on, Serena Cha-Cha. where are my little tchotchkes?
What does she call them?
My little tchotchkes. No,
and then she always talks about her wigs. And I thought, is she known for wigs? I guess I need to follow on Instagram.
Do you?
No. Okay.
All
right. Later. Love you. Bye.
Later. Love you. Bye.